Hi friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. My goodness, has the past couple weeks been crazy? Absolutely. The past few days for me have been actually very crazy. Just a lot has been thrown at me. Not in a bad way, but like in like a negative way, and it's crazy. You're just living your life, and then the next minute you are, you know, getting stones thrown at you. It's crazy. But that is my life update. Today's episode is, it kind of goes a little bit along with the last episode, on the topic of revival. Like, is revival coming? You know, there's a hunger for something deep, okay? And this is what, like, revival might look like in our generation. So, is it coming? I mean, I think we've all noticed a shift in the world, in the atmosphere, in a way that makes revival look more like reality. There's darkness and chaos, and sin feels really loud and separated. Like, the world just feels separated. Sin feels loud. It feels celebrated. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, okay? But at the same time, there is something stirring, and I don't know about you, but I can for sure sense it. And yes, I did talk about this in my last episode, but I wanted to elaborate more on this topic. The last episode was more about just, you know, Charlie, but I really want to focus on revival in general. I mean, his rally the other night was amazing, and that was revival for sure. Yeah, I talked about it a little bit in the last episode because I truly feel something stirring, and honestly, we can't be silenced at this point. There's no going back. So, revival isn't just like a big event, okay? It's like, it's not just lights and worship bands or hype, you know. True revival is hearts turning back to Jesus, okay? It's when people who were numb to the idea of the gospel suddenly are awake. It's a turning point. They're hungry. They're desperate for the truth. And honestly, I see glimpses like of that already, you know? Acts 3:19, it says, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Like, that's revival, guys. It's repentance that leads to the refreshing. Yeah, I just think that's very powerful. I mean, within my friends and, you know, on campuses or just online, I see people who might call themselves Christian, yet they're asking deeper questions. Okay, they are searching. They are hungry for something real. They want love. They want belonging. They want peace and purpose. And whether they know it or not, okay, they're longing for something bigger than all of us, and that is Jesus. That right there is the soil in which the plants can be grown, where the seeds are sown, where revival can start. And but here's the thing. We don't always want to admit it, okay? Revival isn't something that just drops from the sky. It's something that starts and stirs inside of us. Like, when we actually choose to live out our faith instead of just talking about it and explaining about it, like, when we pray even when no one is watching, like, there's a stirring going on. We're choosing holiness in a world that tells us to constantly compromise. When we share the gospel with boldness, we're stepping out in faith, even if it costs us reputation or comfort, because I'm willing to ruin my reputation to follow Jesus. And if you can't say yes to that, then there's an issue. There's a deeper issue. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." I mean, God is making it clear that revival is beginning with his people choosing humility and prayer. You're leaving behind, you know, what you did. You're called by name. Like, humble yourselves and pray and seek, you know, his face. Turn from your wicked ways. You're leaving that stuff behind. You're seeking God. Because it doesn't matter what you did. Like, if you're seeking God and you're trying to turn your life around, it is never, ever too late. So the people that have never stepped into a church, who have never opened a Bible, who have never even prayed, who don't even know God, you know, who don't have a relationship with Jesus, like, you can start now. This is revival. This is a turning point in the world. I keep thinking about what it would look like if students in our generation actually lived unashamed of the gospel, because there are lukewarm Christians, or there are just people that, you know, obviously there's secular schools. I mean, I'm a part of one, unfortunately, but I think that revival can start with me and with people in my crew. So imagine Bible studies, like, breaking out in dorms, okay? Prayer circles in, like, in the middle of campus, people just laying hands on each other and interceding. Like, guys, imagine the conversations at lunch that turn into confessions and, you know, repentance. That is what revival is like. It's not just a church service that goes super late into the night. But this is a lifestyle. This is a movement that changes how we live, how we see, how we love. It changes our entire perspective. It is all mindset. And let's be real, it's not easy, okay? Especially with people who have never given their life to Christ. I mean, it is difficult. Like, these people are searching and desiring and longing for something more, bigger than all of us. That's Jesus. And we have to help with this revival, you know? It's not easy following Christ on a secular campus, for me personally, and for other people. I've had to interview people recently because I'm writing an article about that, in my journalism class, and, you know, people that I've interviewed have expressed how hard it is to make friends or just to, you know, be a part of the campus, but they know that there's a revival stirring, whether it's on campus or in the world or both. Yeah, you will feel isolated sometimes, you know, you will be misunderstood, but revival has never come from comfort. It comes from desperation and longing from people who say, God, we cannot keep living like this. We need you more than anything. If you are listening to this and you are desiring and longing and you are hungering and thirsting for something more, you're trying to fill that void, but it just doesn't get filled. You keep doing that same thing over again. You keep sinning the same way over again because you think it's just going to fill that void. You keep scrubbing your skin clean because you think it's going to come clean. But the only person who can wash that away is Jesus. And that is where revival starts. You're leaving behind your old self. You are joining the army of heaven. And you are saying, you know, I submit, I give you the reins, God. That is revival. This is a turning point. You're turning your entire life around for the one who gave his life up for you. And that's big. That's selfless. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." I love that verse. That verse is just amazing. It holds power. It holds wisdom. Like, praise God. I mean, so what do we have to say? Is revival coming? I believe yes. Okay, I believe so. But it's not about waiting for it to happen. It's about, what are you doing in the meantime for it to happen? You know, it's about being willing to be a part of it. It's about asking God to start with you. Maybe revival doesn't begin with a big crowd. Maybe it begins with your prayer. Maybe it begins with you sharing Jesus with a friend. Maybe it begins with you choosing purity or kindness, or forgiveness when it doesn't make sense, when it doesn't really add up, when it's hard. Our generation is broken. Our world is broken and evil, but we're also positioned. We're alive right now. We're all breathing the same air. We have breath in our lungs. We're alive for a reason. If you woke up today with breath in your lungs, you have a purpose and you have a meaning, you have a reason, and that is all found in God. Okay? If we choose to step out in faith and live bold and unashamed, then I believe that, like, we won't just see revival coming, we'll see it happening. And it's already happening, friends. There have been countless people who have bought Bibles, who have stepped into church, who have, you know, given their life to God, even at the memorial the other night, people gave their life to God because they saw faith. They saw God. They saw revival. And that is revival. So I'll leave you with this question, okay? If revival really does start with you, what is one step you need to take today to prepare your heart for it? If revival really does start with us, what's one step we need to take today to prepare our hearts for it? Because revival's happening, it's right under our noses, it's happening, and it's just only going to grow bigger. Because people want to silence us, they want to keep us quiet, but that stir in our hearts is longing for something more. We're trying to fill that void, and that can only be filled by the one who created this all, and that's Jesus, that's God. So, if revival really does start with us, what's that one step we need to take today to prepare our hearts for it? Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed. It is similar to our last episode, but I wanted to go into depth a little bit more about the topic of revival. If you want to have a conversation about it, DM me and I'd love to speak about it. And I hope you have an amazing week. And I hope that if this week has already been tough for you, that things start looking on the bright side. And yeah, I hope you are willing to be a part of the revival that's going on in our country right now. Bye-bye.